look at.
Wasted on me, I'm afraid.
Yes, of course. I thought I'd surprise you, sir, but the other way about, it seems. So, looks after your cellar now?
Parkinson. He is disposing the car. A wholly satisfactory fellow.
Yes, well, that was years ago, sir. You're in Castlemouth on business now, I suppose?
A case?
Really? Well, it so happens I have discovered something in your line for myself. Being as how I can put two and two together as well as most.
Always were good at that, William.
I can't let on about it, of course, but you mark my words, they are in it together.
You appear to know it all.
They are busy working now on their little scheme. Well, so shall I be busy. And that when they least expect.
I'm sure I can safely leave them in your hands, William.
I can tell you one thing, sir, at least. I never thought as I'd steal a march like this on the great Max Carrados.
The Secret of Headlam Height. Dramatized from the story by Ernest Brammer by Roger Daines. With Simon Callow as Max Carrados and Lionel Jeffries as Parkinson. Thursday, July the 30th, 1914.
Something's going on, Parkinson, isn't it?
I did not consider your breakfast entirely satisfactory, sir.
No, there's more to that rattling of cutlery than can be justified by the hotel's woodcock toast.
Well, this morning's foreign news is very worrying, sir.
What does the Times say?
Well, I gather not everyone is keen, sir.
The duty of Great Britain. No doubting what the press considers that, maybe. Threatened mobilisation by Germany. Well, they said that yesterday, too. On the brink of war. And that in the largest typeface, so it must be believed. Now thrive the armourers, Parkinson.
Henry V, sir, prologue to Act Two.
Yes, the word worrying seems not to overstate the position.
No, sir. And it is because of that, sir, I thought I might mention a trifling incident. This morning, by your instructions, sir, I was investigating the alleged stimulating properties of certain crustacea, as mentioned by our lady principal in her stolen letters. I went to the town's museum, very instructive establishment in Market Square. The assistant curator, tall gentleman, sir, with a cut across his left cheek. He struck me as an unusual type, sir, to be showing museum visitors around a display of preserved fish.
So, you employed my instructive system of detailed observation. Admirable, Parkinson.
Subsequently, I ascertained from the hall caretaker that he was...
The bleeding assistant curator, that's what? Van den Berg, all airs and graces and kiss my hand.
I found him quite helpful.
Oh, yes. The Crown Prince will lick your boots 3 times a day if requisite. But he has done the double dirty on me more than once, which I am not about to forget in a hurry. And then he's always looking over your head, isn't he? As if you wasn't there.
Which was a true statement, sir, unlike a number of other statements offered me by the talkative Mr. Biles.
So William Biles has turned museum caretaker. And they are both in it together. I wonder, this Van den Berg, the name does not seem familiar to us, does it?
No, sir. But I saw the gentleman last when we were at Kiel.
Oh, the perfumed automata business. Now, that would be, what, 4 years ago?
Yes, sir. The assistant curator, now Van den Berg, was then a Lieutenant von Darmstadt, serving in the submarine arm of Kaiser Bill's Navy.
You're sure of him?
Oh, I'm sure of him, sir.
I never met von Darmstadt, did I?
I understand you have business with me.
You called yesterday, sir, upon Mr. Max Carrados.
Yes, at his hotel. I left my card as he was out, that's all.
Mr. Carrados sent me with this reply, sir. And he thanks your Admiralty Department for their kind message of compliments.
A small return message, thank you.
Do you think he may have remembered you from that one...